Yes, get me Secretary Russ, Secretary back.
All right, thank you.
Pick up on that line one.
Yeah. President's line.
Yeah.
Hello? Just a minute.
Jim, I've got the Secretary Russ. Secretary out here now. Hello?
Yes, sir?
Just hold on about 2 seconds, please.
All right.
Would you read back to us kind of slowly changes the Secretary had? What I have is this. In place of the paragraph, this country's pledge to freedom, would be the following. This country's pledge to freedom is written in the treaties we, Democrats and Republicans, have concluded by solemn constitutional process. They link our safety to the safety of allies in this hemisphere, across the Atlantic and on the west. Pardon?
Comma after hemisphere. Do you want me to read that too?
Yes, that's right.
All right.
Across the Atlantic and on the western rim of the Pacific, period. They were made to prevent World War III and to protect the vital national interest of the United States, period. No, wait a minute.
That's right.
Yes. There could be no greater, and then I...
This service.
All right.
You wish me to read this?
Yes, if you'll go ahead from there.
There could be no greater disservice to peace than to let those who might become our adversaries think...
Just a minute.
Do not mean...
I don't take shorthand. Hold on.
I'm sorry, sir. Might become our adversaries.
All right. Think.
Think that these treaties.
All right.
Do not mean what they say. Period.
All right.
Paragraph. Our fidelity is written.
All right.
In the blood of our sons.
All right.
No, in the blood our sons.
Right.
Have shed.
All right.
On battlefields.
All right.
In Korea and Vietnam.
All right.
Period. For where we had to fight that.
All right.
To stop aggression.
All right.
Before it could lead.
Alright.
To World War Dash.
Alright.
We did fight.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
Paragraph.
Alright.
I know there are well-intentioned people who want to stop our bombing.
Alright. Okay.
In Vietnam, Dash.
All right.
Regardless of the consequences, period.
All right.
No American wants peace more than I. Sentence.
All right.
Hanoi knows that I am prepared to stop the bombing.
All right.
I have stopped it 8 times, period.
right.
Today, Thomas, 4/5 of North Vietnam.
All right.
Is free from bombing. Although every square mile.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Of South Vietnam.
All right.
Is subject to bombing. With rockets and mortars. Paragraph.
All right. Okay.
Need I remind you that the president is commander-in-chief?
All right.
Those who carry the burden of the battle.
All right.
Tell me that stopping the bombing of the present battlefield would increase several fold the enemy's capabilities at the DMZ. And that such actions would require Allied forces to withdraw from important areas of First Corps, if that is Roman numeral 1, period.
To withdraw from important areas of First Corps.
Yes, sir. I guess that's it. Roman numeral 1.
All right.
That must be what it is, sir.
Mm-hmm.
That is why we have said we cannot substantially increase.
Substantially increase?
Substantially increase.
All right.
Yes, sir. The dangers to our own men.
Right.
And why we want some response from Hanoi. And that's it, Mr. Jones.
All right, and then he picks up with, I opposed aggression in the 30s. Okay.
All right, fine, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Waiting.